Hi guys, welcome back to Talks with Marianne, episode number 107. We are talking about the Powerhouse Podcasting Sales System. We're also talking about how to successfully market your product or service as a podcaster. Please remember to check out talkswithmaria.com and the Boss Mom Mentality available on Amazon. Let's begin. Hi guys, today I want to talk about the Powerhouse Podcasting Sales System. It's four steps to this system and it creates for a powerful podcasting entrepreneurship business. Now, I decided to come up with something very powerful like this because I think a lot of podcasters or entrepreneurs go into podcasting thinking that, it's all about advertisement money and sponsorships and brand deals, just like people who are on Instagram, when essentially it's not just about advertisement and all of those two other things. It is all about converting your audience to paying customers. And when you make that conversion, there was a system that is followed, a business system that all entrepreneurs implement within their business, all businesses that are currently thriving implement within their own business. So the Powerhouse Podcasting Sales System is four very crucial things that need to run smoothly. So like a vehicle, you have four wheels, and each wheel plays a real important part to successfully operating and then also getting you from point A to point B. So number one, the first wheelhouse of the Powerhouse Podcasting Sales System is the concept of knowing your product, your service, and understanding your brand. So that in itself is just huge, right? You need to know your product, you need to know your service, you need to know your brand. What comes with that is you need to know your audience, you need to know what you're actually solving for your audience. And then on top of that, you need to know what you're offering to your audience. What is it that they are going to buy from you? What is it that they need from you? So that wheelhouse is super crucial in understanding. You really need to know that when you go into any kind of entrepreneurship. You need to know your brand, your product, your service. Now, the second wheelhouse of the Powerhouse Podcasting Sales System is you need to know your marketing strategy. Now, your marketing strategy is essentially kind of like the fuel, right? The fuel to your vehicle. Without the fuel to your vehicle, you are not going anywhere. You could have all the four wheels on the vehicle, but without any kind of gas, you're not gonna drive from point A to point B. Now, you could try to push your vehicle, but that's gonna be at a snail's pace. So, marketing. What does marketing entail? Marketing entails understanding your demographic, understanding how they receive your material, how they speak, the verbiage they use. Marketing entails understanding the numbers in terms of how much are you looking to invest in marketing and what the conversions are for marketing. So let's say you decide to do Instagram ads and you want to reach 12 million people in the US that are women who are into entrepreneurship. And let's say you did that for a span of 5 days. That's gonna cost you, just for figuratively speaking, that's gonna cost you $100, which is really reasonable for reaching 12 million people. So let's say it's $100 to run this ad for 5 days. and for the next 5 days, you're seeing people look at it, and then you see one conversion. So one person made a sale, or one person bought a sale, or bought your product or service. But 10 people decided to go through, give them your email, get your freebie, and then out of those 10, you get one sale. So the conversion for that is literally 1%. You got a 1% conversion for $100, which means you really got, it cost you $100 to make whatever profit you made. So depending on how much your product is, let's say your product is $150 and they bought that $150 product, so your profit is essentially $50. So you need to know the conversions from marketing ads, you need to know how much you're willing to invest, how much you can invest, and how much your profit margins are. So you know where you're at in terms of if you are above the red line or if you're below it. Another thing about marketing is that you need to understand your freebie. How are you gonna create leads? And this is the second part of, or the third part of the powerhouse podcasting sales system, is generating leads. So when you are in marketing, a part of marketing is getting people through your system, which is whether you are nurturing them through an email list, whether you are converting them to sales phone calls, or maybe you are giving them some sort of product for free so that they can consume, and at the end they'll reach out to you for some sort of additional help. So when you do execute the marketing component, there is a ton of things you need to think about, you need to know, and you need to implement. Now, the third thing I'd already mentioned is the third thing to the powerhouse podcasting sales system is the concept of generating leads. And when you are generating leads, you are consistently getting leads on a daily basis. And you need to have a method of coming up with those leads, whether it be a free giveaway like a checklist or an ebook, or perhaps you are giving away a free e-course on how they can achieve something. Whatever it may be, you need to have some sort of freebie in place for their contact information. Phone number, first name, email address. Those are the three things that you do need to generate your leads. And what happens with generating leads, sorry, I almost dropped my phone. What happens with generating leads is that you need to be consistent in this. You can't just have one lead every week. For you to have a consistent amount of cash flow every month to generate this, you need to be able to generate leads on a daily basis, and a ton of leads. If there is a way for you to generate 50 to 100 leads a day, you need to come up with some sort of system and a freebie that really allows for that. So when you are generating leads, when you're coming up with your plan on how to generate your leads, you need to look at what other people are doing, right? So you need to do your research. You need to go into your market, go into your competitors and see, literally go in and see what they're giving away. And if you want, you can even take it to the next level, which is sign up for it. You know, put your personal account or whatever, if you have an admin or a support system, have them sign up for it so they can see, so your team can see what marketing efforts are these other entrepreneurs doing? What kind of freebies are they giving to their possible clients so that you can go in and do it better, right? So let's say someone is providing a 3-day e-course on how to generate YouTube views. And you know exactly how to do that, and you generate your own YouTube views, and you are great at it. You would put in maybe a 7-day course of that, something with more days, which has more value, more content, and then you can add a secret sauce. So whatever secret you're going to implement, that will guarantee a level of generation. Like, well, let's say you're going to generate 1,000 views in 24 hours. Some sort of promise like that when you do market your e-course. Another thing you could do is that you can, if you already have a Facebook group towards your business, there's 3 questions when people ask to join that group. And one of those questions can be, here is a freebie to start X, Y, and Z, and that will help with generating leads on a consistent basis. I actually implement that in my own business, and it works very well for me. So I recommend doing that if you already have a Facebook group. Now, if you don't have a Facebook group, I don't recommend doing that right away. I recommend doing that when your Facebook group has had some traction and people are actually seeing your Facebook group and you're seeing a ton of requests that are looking to join the group. So when you decide to do that, definitely put in a link for your form to join your Facebook group, and they would have to render their email address, and then they can receive a freebie, and that way you can generate your lead. Now, the fourth and final thing that I recommend when you're going into podcast entrepreneurship is the sales portion of it. And the sales portion of it is the most crucial. Yes, the fuel is huge, right? But if you don't know how to drive your car, and the sales system is literally knowing how to drive your car. So let's say you got your wheels on, you got your gas, your tank is to full, but you don't know how to drive your car. You're not going to get to point A, or you're not going to get to point B if that's your goal. You might end up getting to like point C on accident, and that might not be good for your business, right? So in order for you to really know the trajectory of your business, you need to know sales. And sales is all about knowing your product, knowing your service, knowing your brand. Also, you need to also know your audience. You need to know their pain points. You need to know what verbiage they use so that you can say it back to them. And you also need to know their financial capabilities. So are they willing to spend, or are they able to spend a certain amount? That way you know what to sell to your audience. Let's say, for example, I am huge into Louis Vuitton bags. Like, I love myself some Louis bags, right? If someone came to me and said, hey, Tory Burch is having a 75% sale, would you be open to buying this for whatever, how much, right? Because it's 75%. Versus someone else who came to me and said, hey, Louis Vuitton is having a 75% sale. Are you willing to spend the money to buy this? And I, knowing your audience, you would know who I would gravitate to, what brand I'll gravitate to. Now, if you don't know your audience, you're going to try to push Tory Burch because you think that they want to save money and that perhaps the percentage is cheaper and someone may not want to spend the certain amount that is Louis bag price, but they might want to spend $100 on a Tory Burch purse versus a $900 thing or a $1,000 thing with Louis. But if you know your audience, That is amazing. Even getting 10% off of Louis is like, let's go, right? Even though I'm just saving $100, whatever it may look like, I'm going to go for it. So you have to know your audience when you are in sales, and you need to be able to have some sort of script that you use when you are in sales. You don't want to wing it, right? You want to implement their pain points. You want to implement your products and services and how to sell that. And then you also want to know exactly how to close. And when you close, you want to make the forefront their pain point. You want to make it where you're talking about their pain and you're going to wash it away with buying this product. And that's it. Those are the four things that you need. You need to have, number one, you need to have a clear understanding on your product and service. Number two, you need to have your marketing strategy in place, and you really need to know that is a well-tuned machine. Number three, you need to figure out how you're generating your leads. And then number four, you need to know how to close your sales. And those are the four powerhouse podcasting sales system where you can convert your listeners, your audience, to becoming paid clients through podcasting. So the thing for me is that I actually podcast, right? I've been podcasting for about 2 years now. And podcasting is a marketing tactic that I use. While it has a lot of personal benefits that is great for me, I actually just use it because I love just talking about whatever ideas I have on here, or I love to just unveil any kind of emotional shit that I'm going through while I just on my phone, right? But the component to podcasting for me is that it's marketing for me. You know, I can really put it on my Instagram. I can put it on my site. I've grown a group of women that are into podcasting, and I've essentially created a community that works. Now you have to be creative in how do you generate your leads? How do you make yourself different from other people? And this is how I did that. I created a community of people where we all love podcasting. We all want to figure out how to monetize our podcast. We all are entrepreneurships. We all are just in it, in the same situation, you know, whether somebody's a novice or an expert, we're kind of in the same boat in a sense, right? So I've been able to create a community around that. And what you want to do is create a community around whatever it is that other people have not done yet. So you have to be creative. You need to really think outside of the box. You need to do your research and what other people are doing, and then see how you can make it better. All right, guys, so that is it. I just wanted to share my tidbit on the Powerhouse Podcasting Sales System. Have an amazing day. Bye, guys. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.